even with, you know, a solid home and even with, you know, solid role models and, you know, I always went to good schools and I had good teachers and, you know, I was one of those kids who, even though I was from the hood, I was protected, you know, or at least as protected as you can be as a black boy in America. I was looked after. I was mentored. I was taught. I was coached. But there's still socialization. There's still these socialized ideals of what you're supposed to be if you are, you know, if you are a black man, particularly a black male who is interested in women, who is an athlete and who was a star athlete like I was. And so if you are all those things, then you're not supposed to feel nervous or scared around girls. You're supposed to have all the girls. You're not supposed to feel anxiety when you're talking to them. You're supposed to be cool. You're supposed to have all this swag. And I didn't have that when I was younger. It wasn't until, you know, I got older and gained some perspective that I started to realize that, you know what, this anxiety, this angst, this self-consciousness, these are things that most humans deal with. And even the people who I look to as, like, you know, who I wanted to emulate, who didn't seem to deal with that stuff, they dealt with it too. They just did a better job of hiding it.